The report says Russian science has suffered from drastic budget cuts since the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. Funding for Russia's best research institutes amounts to no more than 5% of comparable institutions in the United States, according to a source cited by Thomson Reuters. In December, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev criticized Rosneft, the state-run company that owns the world's largest oil and gas reserves, for spending only 0.15% of its revenues on research and development.
There is a need to change the ideology and psychology of doing business in modern conditions. One should work on this and stop sleeping.
Russia has also suffered a serious brain drain since 1991, the report says. An estimated 80,000 scientists have left the country in search of better pay, funding, and facilities. Economist Mikhail Dolyagin, director of Moscow's Problems of Globalization Institute, says bad working conditions, bureaucracy, and a lack of modernization are other factors driving away talent.
Scientists and their institutes feel like serfs who work for completely ignorant people who do not know what they're talking about. In terms of their development, they have remained in the 20th and even the 19th century.
The average age for a member of the Russian Academy of Sciences, according to the report, is over 50. 60 is the average in defense industries, says military analyst Pavel Felgenauer.
Young people leaving the country have emphasized salaries to support their families, because in many cases, the military-industrial complex has little money.
Universities that fail to transfer knowledge to the next generation are another problem, Felgenauer says. He blames corrupt professors who, he claims, are accepting bribes in exchange for good grades. President Medvedev says Russia should attract foreign experts to revive science in the country. Mikhail Dolyagin says such experts could threaten powerful Russian oil interests.
Why do we need biotech experts? Why do we need energy efficiency experts? Introducing them means hitting the energy monopolist over the head. Energy efficiency means fewer energy profits.
Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the imprisoned Kremlin critic and former head of the Yukos oil company, in a recent op-ed column, said Russia's demand for skills in fundamental and applied sciences is declining in light of the appetite for raw materials and corruption. Peter Vidinsky, VOA News, Moscow.